PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. It's in a book, a reading rainbow, reading rainbow.
Hi. There's always something magical about a garden. No matter how big or how small it is, there are so many fascinating and beautiful things to see and smell. And this garden has flowers and trees from all over the world. Here's one of my favorites, a lotus. Some of the most beautiful lotuses in the world come from Asia, where the lotus has always been loved for its beauty and sweet smell. When a lotus drops its petals, this pod is left behind. A pod is nothing more than a carrying case for seeds. Listen. That's the sound of the seeds inside this pod. This seed is so strong, it can last for over 100 years and still grow. A lotus seed can travel almost anywhere in the world and still grow into a beautiful flower. Here's the story of one lotus seed in particular and the journey it takes from the faraway country of Vietnam all the way to America. It's called Hat Chin, the lotus seed.
The Lotus Seed by Sherry Garland. Illustrated by Tatsuro Kiyuchi. Read by Rona Figueroa. My grandmother saw the emperor cry the day he lost his golden dragon throne. She wanted something to remember him by. So she snuck down to the silent palace near the river of perfumes and plucked a seed from a lotus pod that rattled in the imperial garden. She hid the seed under the family altar, wrapped in a piece of silk from the aoyai, the dress she wore that day. Whenever she felt sad or lonely, she took out the seed and thought of the brave young emperor. And when she married a young man chosen by her parents, she carried the seed inside her pocket for good luck, long life, and many children. When her husband marched off to war, she raised her children alone. One day, bombs fell all around, and soldiers clamored door to door.
Ready, ready.
She took the time to grab the seed, but left her favorite mother of pearl hair combs lying on the floor. Her family scrambled into a crowded boat and set out on a stormy sea. My grandmother watched the mountains and the waving palms slowly fade away. She held the seed in her shaking fingers and said goodbye. She arrived in a strange new land with blinking lights and speeding cars and towering buildings that scraped the sky, and a language she didn't understand. She worked many years, day and night, and so did her children, and her sisters, and her cousins too, living together in one big house. Last summer, my little brother found the special seed and asked questions again and again. He'd never seen a lotus bloom or an emperor on a golden dragon throne. So one night, he stole the seed from beneath the family altar and planted it in a pool of mud somewhere near our onion patch. My grandmother cried when she found out the seed was gone. She didn't eat. She didn't sleep. And my silly brother forgot what spot of earth held the seed. Then one day in spring, my grandmother shouted. We all ran to the garden and saw a beautiful pink lotus unfurling its petals, so creamy and soft. It is the flower of life and hope, my grandmother said. No matter how ugly the mud, or how long the seed lays dormant, the bloom will be beautiful. It is the flower of my country. When the lotus blossom faded and turned into a pod, my grandmother gave each of us a seed to remember her by. She kept one for herself to remember the emperor by. I wrapped my seed in a piece of silk and hid it in a secret place. Someday, I will plant it and give the seeds to my own children and tell them about the day my grandmother saw the emperor cry.
Even though she never guessed it could still grow, that grandmother carried the lotus seed with her for years, from Vietnam to America. When people move to a new country, they leave a lot behind, but they also manage to bring along a few things as well. Music, food, language, memories, and a different way of life.
Norway, that's Norway.
Iceland, right here.
Iceland and Greenland.
Norway is Sweden.
My name is Bang Mai, and I was born in Vietnam.
Norway is at the top right there.
I live with my sister and my mother. I arrived to this country 8 years ago. I was 4 years old when I came to this country. Life in Vietnam was very different from America. The house I lived in was very simple. It's like staying outside. Vietnam is a beautiful country. Green trees, the sky looks beautiful. The beaches was very nice. And the street is crowded. But not a lot of cars, a lot of bicycle, and people walking. We left Vietnam in 1985, and we arrived to America and came to Jersey City, New Jersey. At first we see the people, we was very scared because they look different from us. The color of their hair and the clothes they wear, they speak different language, and we couldn't understand.
When you place your feet on the person, make sure you have your feet.
The first day in school was very hard for me because I couldn't speak the language, and when the teacher asked me to do something, I can't do it, and the kids laugh, and the kids look different from me.
Okay, Ban Mei, can you show and tell for us, please?
It changed when I learned a little bit of English. And I could speak to the teacher and understand a little bit about schoolwork.
This is from Vietnam that my grandmother sent it to
to my mother.
That's the only way we could do it.
All my friends are from different countries. Some of them from India, and some of them came from Puerto Rico and Spain, Muslim, and so on.
You ready?
Okay, take on the team. Ngồi ăn thoại gì à? Họ một ngày ngồi lần nha. Tại vì ở đó xa chắc cái nào.
I admire my mother because I want to be a doctor when I grow up, and my mother took me to America so I can be what I want to be. F L O W E R S.
Flower.
Flower. My sister was born here, and growing up is different from me. She learns Vietnamese and English at the same time.
Diver.
Haven't you ever seen a wetsuit? Thấy không kìa? Thấy nhỏ này không? Thấy nó ấy không? And she doesn't know anything about Vietnam, so she's different from me.
Nó đang rờ ngựa.
My mother want me to keep the Vietnamese heritage. She want me to cook Vietnamese food. And when I grow up, I could teach my children to cook and they could pass it on. So the foods will never die. At home, I speak Vietnamese, and at school, I speak English.
Con Liv à, con ngồi cùng nha. Không được.
Jeez. I'm forgetting my Vietnamese language because I spend more time at school than at home. It makes me feel sad because I want to keep my language.
Okay, what?
No, Pedro, what's your favorite movie?
I am Vietnamese and American.
What? Poetic justice.
The part of me that I'm Vietnamese is that the way I look, my face.
Milton could be a boo.
And the part of me that is American is that I speak English.
I like Robin Hood.
I dress like American and I eat American food.
White.
Blue.
Yeah, color blue.
Are we supposed to have like three colors or
no? That'd be
and
different.
We have to make like.
My personality stays the same when I speak Vietnamese or English, because I'm always myself. The language is different, but I'm always Vang.
Coming to a new country and learning to find your way is a little like walking in two worlds. There's the world we all know of school and movies and hanging out with your friends, and then there's the other world waiting at home, the world of parents, family, and a completely different culture. Walking in two worlds can sometimes be a balancing act, but it's not the same for everybody.
Muslim, and I still keep my religion with me. My religion is part of my blood. And I come to the mosque to pray for my God. My name is Gamal Al-Kutini. I was born in Yemen and I'm 16 years old. Yemen is a country in the Middle East near Saudi Arabia. Yemen is a beautiful country. It has mountains, villages, big cities, and busy streets, also marketplaces. I like being in this country because there is more opportunity. Maybe I'll be a kindergarten teacher or a doctor. I don't know yet. I'll see. The first school I went to, I was the only kid who was speaking Arabic. The thing was difficult for me in this country when I came was the language. I thought it was hard to learn, and I thought I was not going to learn this language. I was afraid walking on the street. I thought I was going to lost, and I can't even ask for directions.
قبلهم من القرآن إنهم إليهم ليرجعون وإن كل لما جميع الدنيا يحضرون وآيات
Having two ways of life in one country is not too difficult for me because I go to mosque and pray and I go to park and play and I also go to school and go to movies and do everything that Americans do.
I'm Arseny Andreev, and I was born in Russia. I came here about 3 years ago. My grandparents came here first, a year before we came here.
Marina, прости меня, я тебя люблю всего лишь 2 года.
Ты плавать ты выучил, что я не помню?
Нет, не умею это все. I really respect my grandfather because he taught me how to get used to this country. So my grandfather means a lot to me. When I first came here, he told me that I can be anything I want to be because it's a free country and in America you have to try hard to be someone who you want to be.
А потом будет показывать 3 секунды, Ром. Причем тебя вырежут. Поэтому будь хорошим мальчиком, слушай маму, папу. Купи маме
спать. I'm like half Russian and half American. On my Russian side, I still like to talk the language. And I eat foods, which are Russian. What I do that's American is hang out and party with my friends and play hockey. I don't know what I want to be yet, but I can be a vet, a businessman, a hockey player. I could be anything I want to be.
What I've brought with me from my culture is definitely music. That's what keeps us going. Music is life for us South Africans. My name is Nombuyiselo Jingwa. I'm from South Africa.
I came to the United States because education opportunities were very limited for Black South Africans. And my parents decided that it would be a good idea for me to come and continue my studies in the States.
One of the surprising things that I've come across in America is the kind of questions that people ask. They make me laugh sometimes. And they will ask questions like, do you live in the trees in Africa? And do you live with animals? And you're like, no, you know, we have the same life that you have here, you know, in the United States. I brought with me from home African clothing. Sometimes you get homesick, you know, once in a while, and you feel like putting on your beautiful clothes from home. The name of my people are Xhosa people. And now, you just had a click there. That's also the name of the language that they speak, which is Xhosa. And the click that I made is an X sound in English. That basically means the skunk was running away in the desert. This language is very, very difficult for Americans to speak. And I think you have to be born in South Africa in order to understand the language. Even for us South Africans, it's really difficult. These are the kind of games that children play in South Africa, and I grew up playing them too.
Go and buy the Omo.
What?
The Omo.
Go and buy the Omo.
What?
The Omo.
Omo.
One of the things I hope I'm giving to America is my music from South Africa, because I get to share my culture and my history, like many other people who come and share their cultures and history.
Lots of families embrace more than one culture. Maybe yours is one of them. If you'd like to take a walk between two worlds, all you have to do is head over to your library and open up these books. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, I just read a wonderful book called I'm New Here. It reminded me of my own life. Jasmine comes to America from El Salvador. She's afraid to go to the American school. She can't speak English. When Jasmine starts her classes, she can only listen to the strange-sounding words. Jasmine feels very lonely at times. That's how I felt when I came here from Singapore. As time goes on, Jasmine begins to feel more at home. She even plays soccer with her classmates. I'm Marissa. You don't have to be from another country to enjoy this book. It's great for anyone.
Grandfather's Journey is the story of the author Alan Say's grandfather, who lived a two-part life, half in America and half in Japan. This story is a biography. It's about a man who came from Japan to America to see a different world. It took 3 weeks to cross on a steamship. He traveled and explored North America by train and riverboat. The pictures are beautiful watercolor paintings. They really capture the feeling of the story. I think it's great that the grandfather in this story got to experience two different cultures. I'm Whitney, and if I had the chance to do it, I'd love it. Wouldn't you?
Hi, I'm Katie. Did you ever want to meet somebody from a different country? If you did, then you would like this book, Halmony and the Picnic. Yunmi's grandmother, Halmony, has just moved from Korea. She doesn't speak any English, and she's afraid to try. Yunmi is worried. She thinks that her grandmother is lonely, but Yunmi's friends have an idea. They invite Yunmi's grandmother to a picnic. Her grandmother is scared, but she decides to go. But the kids like grandmother's clothes and love her food. This is a lovely story about friendship. I recommend it to people everywhere.
Many voices, one chorus, many rhythms, one drum.
What makes this garden so beautiful is the variety. Flowers and trees from all over the world here in one place for us to enjoy. When you think about it, it's kind of like the world we live in, full of different people from different places, each with his or her own story to tell. I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Lotus Seed by Sherry Garland, illustrated by Tatsuro Kiyuchi, published by Harcourt Brace & Company. Hulmany and the Picnic by Suknyul Choi, illustrated by Karen M. Dugan, published by Houghton Mifflin Company. Grandfather's Journey by Alan Say, published by Houghton Mifflin Company. I'm New Here by Bud Howlett, published by Houghton Mifflin Company.